both of you. I think overall, J. Cole brought very positive publicity to this tournament. And another shout-out for J. Cole. I think he also outfitted the Patriots with some new kicks. Yeah. He's getting some new kicks.
Right. He definitely did. I mean, I think we'd like some kicks too, J. Cole. What's going on? You know, the Dreamers Pumas, man, they're sold out everywhere. Can we get a pair?
A headband, you know. If they can get a headband and, you know, a pair of, then that would also be fun. And an album too, you know. I want to listen to it.
You got to hear the music.
Right.
By the way, I've got a question for you, know, for you, McBeal. What do you do, especially if you're the AS1 side? What do you do with a guard who's great on court? He's a leader, great decision maker, can score and defend at the same time, highly efficient, as well as Rugby. How do you contain him coming into the second half?
Honestly, I feel as though they had an initial idea on how they wanted to contain him, with the hopes in him having started. But because he came off the bench, right, a lot of the starters and a lot of the AS Duanes players that I feel like could have defended him the best were already relatively tired by the time he came in. Now, with them resting up at half, I feel as though they have to stick with the plan and kind of like, what I say is like, get the ball out of his hands or try to defend him if you have to defend him full court, and not allow him to get the ball, you know, because he's just such a dangerous player. You know, you want anybody to do, like, let the rest of the team beat you. Don't let him beat you. That would be my my guess, but it's a lot easier said than done right here in the studio and watching him than doing it in the Kigali Arena, I'm sure.
And what about the second game, gentlemen? How do you see that, Muckville? Patriots going up against Ferro Viario de Maputo.
Go ahead, Prince.
It's going to be a cracker. That's going to be a cracker. You know, a lot of people are banking their hopes. A lot of pundits are banking their hopes on, you know, the home team. But honestly, I think these are two teams that are fairly balanced, you know. And so I think it's going to be a nail-biter too close to call. But I know fans are going to play a significant role as far as that match is concerned, because they're going to be cheering for the home team, and that will give them a major boost. But still, too close to call.
Right. If J. Cole's sneakers have anything to say about it, the Patriots are gonna come out flying, you know. But as Prince said, they are two very evenly matched teams, and the funniest thing about it all is the winner will end up playing the winner of this game. So that's that in itself is gonna be like, hey, you work super hard to get to the semis, and then you're gonna go up against, you know, arguably, if this game continues as it's going, the Tunisian side. You know, is that really much of a prize, or is that a what is that?
It might be a rematch between
between the Patriots and the Monastir side. Yeah, it's gonna be exciting regardless. I feel like this AS Duanes side still has a lot to give. One of the main guys, Mamadou Diop Lamine, has been facilitating and working on defense, hasn't really got on the scoreboard just yet. You know, he has another half to really show us something. If he really gets in a groove, you know, he is a very dangerous player. So, let's get back to it. This is the start of the third quarter. U.S. Monastir 48, AS Duanes 34. Thanks again, Prince Nesta. Thank you, Sonny Young. And I am Muckville Yabro, and we will be back on post-game for this game.
Get themselves into space, open up options as Sleeman faints, gets the ball back out to Ben Romdan, and there's the attempt for three, just coming off the metal, and it's going to be AS Duanes.
Okay, that's an example. You asked me what they could do.
It's exactly that, isn't it?
Keep them out of the paint, which they did, but you don't finish the defensive possession with a rebound. So now you get the best shooter on the team at the free throw line after a pretty good job that you did with your zone and forcing
a rush jump shot.
So the hard work has actually been done, but afterwards you just pay the price for just a little lapse in concentration.
There you go. And when you're playing a zone, that's one of the holes of a zone is boxing out on the defensive end, because you're not really assigned to people. You're just assigned to spaces, but you got to find bodies.
Well, that's a turnover ball there from Crawford. Does so well to get the ball off Sardi. That's a high pass over the top, and boom, it knocks over one of the plastic protection covers there on the side of the court. Back into the hands of Azdouan as they take the ball forward. And 50-34, this is a very firm advantage that they've actually got. It's up to Azdouan now to just try and work their magic, use what they've got, the raw talent that they've got, and not lose the ball. And there's two little fumbles there, and that's not good at all. And it's going to be Monastir who get possession.
Yeah, and I believe the fumbles are what created that turnover by Mbaye, because it got them out of rhythm. You want the ball popping and snapping from guy to guy to guy and people moving, as you see Monastir doing right now. Those little fumbles throw things off a bit, and they pay dearly there.
Sliman for three, but it's not gone in. It's picked up by Sardi. Sardi loses possession, but it's back into the hands. Oh, just a little bit of hesitancy, and it comes back out. They had a great opportunity to sink a pair of points there, but it has come to nothing just yet as the point clock down to 10. And there's the 2 points mid-range. Nice little slick move there coming in from that man Diop.
Yeah, and how about the cut by Diop getting right behind the defense and right at the left elbow with the fadeaway. Well executed. But you've got to string together some defensive stops against a very good Monastir team. I think we got an offensive foul here. We do.
Yeah, it's on Majok, isn't it?
On the big fella Majok. You see him right there. I think it was the elbow push-off in the back of Camara,
which is allowed in certain sports, but not this.
Well, yeah, and you can put up that arm bar in this one. You just don't want to extend it.
Extend it.
Extend it. Extend it.
Sardi, well, it's once again a turnover ball, a good opportunity, wasted opportunity. Ramdan does the business there. Ben Ramdan, he's not just good at the sharp shooting from uptown, downtown, all over town. He's actually good driving right through the middle.
He's an artist. He plays this game so easy. That Ramdan does. He's so fun to watch. I'm glad for Azdouan that Sardi got that basket finally, because he's been pressing so much. He's been extremely thirsty for a basket, Robbie, and he finally got it. Maybe that'll calm him down a bit.
He's got his basket, and that's what matters, isn't it? As the ball gets chucked out off the sideline, and I think we're going to go and ask Usher and call on Usher to find out what she's making of this battle, and maybe she can give some extra intel. What's going on, Usher?
Well, I'm just looking at the scoreboard, and I see that Matek Ajok has 13 points, which is a point each for one of the countries that he's played in. Most traveled player at this tournament, having played in 13 countries.
That's absolutely incredible, like, information. That's, Usher, we applaud you for what you bring to this broadcast. It is just exceptional. It really is. 13 points, 13 countries. It can only come from Usher. That's our source of information. You're an absolute dream. And that's a pretty big bit of traveling for Majok, isn't it? 13 countries.
13 countries. I mean, that's the story with inside the story. That goes beyond. On, and you're the wordsmith here, as we see the offensive call. Simon, like, what is that? But what's the next word beyond journeyman? I mean, 13 stops. So that's a lot of traveling.
It's probably I call someone a hobo in the way that they actually sort of, move, and they just keep on moving. It's kind of like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's extraordinary. I mean, you don't have time to go back home if you're just moving constantly.
Yeah, but hobo has a little bit of a...
Yeah, it's not a good...
Kind of negative.
It's not good, is it?
Yeah, I wouldn't say not
good. No, I wouldn't call it. No, it's not great, is it?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna drag that away from the equation.
Yeah,
chuck it away.
We'll find a word for moving around.
Oh, that was an attempt to try and flick that up, but the foul has gone against that man, Abada.
Yeah, how about Abada getting into the paint? We talked about this. You asked me for solutions. One of them was keep those guys off of that yellow paint. And Abada got right there. You can't give them two options when you're guarding them on the perimeter. That means you push them to a certain direction. 99% of the time, that's going to be away from that paint, because bad things happen when offensive players that aren't named Jordan get their foot in the middle.
So I'm thinking expat. For someone who's like constantly away from their own country, but they're still connected to their country.
I like it. Sadie's still chasing another basket. I like it. I like it. We'll keep adding to that. Expat.
Crawford. Crawford for three. Crawford for three. Bring it on. Hand in the air. There's the signal to the bench, of course. Things are going right here. 16-point lead for U.S. Monastir. But still, we can see that Ayas Diwan of Senegal will fight to the bitter end. And they will find, they'll try and find the right rhythm. They'll try and find the right tune. But they've really got to keep hold of the ball, because there have been too many handling errors, if you like, in disabling them and not giving them the chance to actually get those rebounds and get those points. And there's a missed opportunity there from Sadi, who tries to steal the ball away from that man, Crawford.
Yeah, and also, Estuan, they'll have to figure out how to combat the zone that Monastir is playing on the other end. As Ben Rondon finds Sliman, and then Crawford from over here near the scores table, he misses short on the three ball.
Yeah, he's normally the other side of the the court, basically, up in the stands. He can score from there. It's remarkable. It's a good, important 3 points. That is big time going in, drained by Modu, and they come at an important time with just under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Well, they're not going to go away, S1. They've overachieved the entirety of group play, and there's no time to quit. They face a single game elimination situation.
They've given the ball back to Ayas Diwan, so they're getting something from this. They got to chip away, you know, 13 points. You know, it's not a massive lead, but it is a big lead for to try and reel in a team like Monastir, of course, as we know. Should we go for a little break?
Yeah, let's take a break. Let's find some words.
Okay, let's get some words. 56-43 for U.S. Monastir.
U.S. Monastir 56, Ayas Diwan is 43, 13-point lead for the Tunisian side. Prince.
Yeah, they're actually catching up. You know, I like it because, you know, they've decreased the gap to basically around 13 points, which is not really bad. Ayas Diwan is stealing so much in this, and they could still come back. But, you know, they have to deal with the super efficient side. Well-oiled machinery, just like the Petro team. Honestly, I don't know. What can you do, Mokbil, to beat this team, honestly?
Man, they are playing an extremely, extremely good game, the Tunisian side. Ayas Diwan is also playing a relatively good game as well. It's just that, like you said, this team is just very efficient. They're doing everything that they need to do offensively, defensively as well. They're really intact. And honestly, I can't really say what the Ayas Diwan side, what else they could possibly do, but keep sticking in it, trying to defend a little bit better, maybe, you know, knock down some threes, possibly. That's pretty much it. Other than that, they're playing a decent game.
I totally agree with you. 3-point plays, that's key. I mean, if they get back in and they knock like 3-pointers, you know, 3 3-pointers, that's like 9 already, and that's catch up. So I think the best way to beat such a old team, basically, 3-point plays, and they should execute those in order to win the game.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's get back to the third quarter with just a little over 4 minutes left in the third quarter. U.S. Monastir 56, 43 for Ayas Diwan. This is Mokbil Yabaro and Prince Nesta with a VOA special coverage of the Basketball Africa League.
They're in a great place, aren't they?
The ball stays here.
And there's such a reliance on one another on the basketball court where you don't have to do more than you're capable of doing. They allow their system to work for them. They trust Coach Lyman. He's done a great job putting in things that work. And you see it in their ability to pass the ball and keep everybody involved offensively. Especially if you are long and the rubber band man.
15 points. He's got to go to two more countries now, having matched the number of points of countries that he's actually played in. That's remarkable. A wonderful score there from Majok of South Sudan. And the boulevard opens up, but it's not been sunk there. The 2 points coming in from Diallo up the other end. You can see that Abraz doing the business. Majok gets it back out. Sliman.
Well, how about Majok? He's made the last three plays on either end of the floor.
But just look at that. Sliman this time. Sliman in the house doing the business out wide. It's what he did before. It's what he's doing now. He's going to be such an important piece to this artillery going through this competition if, of course, they qualify in this quarterfinal.
Dare we forget, Majok got the block and then the rebound, which allowed Sliman to get the three ball.
Well, he just got knocked to the ground in a big way there, Diallo, under a bit of pressure from Majok. It's just brilliant the way that Abadar just goes through. And you know that he's deceiving, isn't he? You don't know if he's going to go for the points or he's going to get the pass out wide. There are two options there. And then, of course, we see this. That is just brilliant. Teed up impeccably. Slam, damn, in she goes. The 2 points are there. Majok, ruler of the skies.
Yeah, he is. Sounds like your Marvel reference, but he is ruling the skies of today. He'll get a much-deserved break. And Monastir pulling out the full arsenal, showing you now a different look that's much smaller with Majok on the bench.
Yeah, Atia's come on. He's on three fouls, remember, so he's got to be a little bit careful, but he's going to be important to them. That's a wonderful rebound, that is, and that's going to give them some confidence. Diop doing the business. Atia initially trying to find the points.
Yeah, how do they adjust, Estuan, without Majok on the floor? Do they look to continue to go inside and exploit the lack of length that they don't have on the floor, pal?
I think the most important thing is just to remain disciplined by Estuan. If they can just not give away too many fouls, because they're racking up slowly but surely. Diop's got three. Atia's got three. And there's a few players on two as well. Just got to be careful. There's Crawford with his attempt to try and get 3 points out wide downtown over to the right-hand side. I think he was in the Eastern District over there.
Yeah, and you talk about the fouls. Estuan has really no excuse to be overzealous because they are playing a zone.
Well, there it is. It is turnover time. And the attempt, you can just see the Abadas looking across to the referee. Nothing called. Falls on deaf ears. They move forward. Estuan looking for points to try and continue their attempt to try and reel in the Giants of Tunisia.
Yeah, I thought Abadar made the mistake of not trying to go finish as Five misses the long three ball. He was trying to get the call. Abadar in that last possession, he's got to attack the rim and let the foul do what it's going to do and play through the contact.
Hey, the moment that Majok goes off, of course, you get the impression that things are a little bit different, like you said, but also Arakji as well. It's going to be a couple of tired players out there. Arakji coming back on, of course, and that's the incredible depth on the bench enables them to bring on players, and it'll be a different game now altogether than it was a couple of minutes ago.
Well, yeah, especially with Arakji on the floor. He's so aggressive and difficult to guard in half-court and open-court situations. I think he, again, is the guy that might have an opportunity to make an NBA team. I know I said that earlier.
Oh, did you?
But he's that efficient. Yeah, I did, because he's that efficient. And on cue, he went off.
Well, Fight has just been picked up for traveling there, of course. Passing the ball up to his feet, landed on the ground. There's the chance to try and go through and get the two. Ben Romdan. He's just put it down. 63-45. U.S. Monastir once again pushing forward. They literally had a two-minute window, Lance, to actually score some points, and then it's all over because they've just brought other players off the bench who are fresh and ready to go. Atia gets the two.
Well, as on us, they exploited Ben Rondon, who got out of defensive, let's say, position there, which created an easy opportunity. Good job finding the right person.
Araxi with a little bit of a mismatch, tries to go past Atia, gets the ball out wide. There's El Malbrouka, who's the man they call the brains. Oh, that was Atia just getting in the way of Araxi. There's a chance for 3 points, drained in a big way from the big man at the back, Ben Romdan. He's doing it again.
Well, he's always doing it, whether he's distributing the ball or directing on defense as he's doing now. He's just so dangerous all over the floor.
Watch out for the clock. Got a clock watch now. You got to go for the shot. It's 1.000 seconds. It's all over now, and you can hear the buzzer. And they wasted opportunity there. And I think we may have a. It's at the end of the third quarter already. Crikey, doesn't time fly? 66-47, and US Monastir just cruising a little bit. 19 points the difference. Little break back in a few moments.
US Monastir 66, AS Duanes 47. Man, this is a 19-point lead for the Tunisian side. This is a VOA special broadcast of the NBA Basketball Africa League. Mukbil Yabaro with my co-host Prince Nesta. The end of the third quarter. Prince, what do you have to say about this methodical approach by the Tunisians?
Yes, I totally agree with you. It's methodical for sure. Slick passing, and you know, they're really taking advantage of their threes. I mean, I have seen some great glimpses of performance, especially on the defensive end, as far as, you know, Duance is concerned. But, you know, it's just, if you try this strategy, you know, the Monastir always shifts strategy, and it's just, I mean, just can't keep stop scoring.
man, no, this team is really doing everything on both sides of the floor. You have Tami, who I think is the man of the game as you know, unless somebody really goes off in the fourth quarter. Magjok really is super impressive today with 15 points. He also has, with those 15 points, I believe he has 6 rebounds, making his, basically, he is a force to be reckoned with on both offensive and defensive. And, you know, he came into the game being looked at mainly as a defensive threat, right? He's the main guy who just clogs up the middle. You know, he's out here blocking shots. I believe he also has 1 block. He's doing it on both ends today.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, he has authority both on the defensive end and the offensive end. And, you know, this is a guy who was actually selected by the Los Angeles Lakers with the 58th overall pick in the 2011 NBA draft. And he's had a wealth of experience, you know, playing in Australia, playing in New Zealand, playing in Turkey, Lebanon, you know, Qatar. I mean, name all the places that you can think of. And so he brings in a variety of experiences, and he's really good at it. And of course, he's 6'10". My goodness, all the rebounds are going to be, you know, with him. And so that height, and of course, his vast experience, and, you know, the team plays and all the authority that he bestows basically is a big, big threat to the Senegalese side.
Absolutely. The fourth quarter is underway, so let's get back to it. The AS Duanes side has 49, US Monastir 66. We will be back on post-game. This is a special VOA broadcast of the Basketball Africa League with Mukbil Yabaro and Prince Nesta. Fourth quarter.
Against a team of quality like US Monastir is something very impressive.
Very impressive. That's called dedication. That is. I love that story. Thanks very much, Usher. It's brilliant, isn't it? I love the fact that these athletes will do absolutely anything to get on the court, represent their team, represent their country. And that's exactly what you need. It's not just, you know, a dream. It's actually the life that they actually want to lead. And the youngsters coming through, that's just a fine example, isn't it? You know, and players like that will go far because they're committed to that journey.
Yeah, and in the homeland of Amadou Gallo Fall, who is the commissioner of this league, as the offensive foul is committed by Atia with the hook action. But, I mean, this, I remember, this is fourth foul. I remember back in 2003 when BWB was launching, there were so many of those stories. Excuse me, that was his fifth foul, not his fourth, so AT is out of the game. There's so many stories like the one that Usher just talked about where these young men came from all over the continent. Wow, as Crawford knocks down the sweet three. But they did everything they could, Robbie. I mean, had to travel by bus, by car, had to walk, just do whatever they could to get to some awesome training from BWB down in South Africa. It was amazing to see.
Yeah, it's heartwarming, isn't it? At the same time, I think things are getting a little bit easier in certain places around the continent for players who want to play basketball to find that club where they can go and find a team and enjoy themselves and get better and better. And that's great. And that's all down to a lot of people working extremely hard here in Africa, of course. And Amadou Alofoalo, of course, being one of them. But there's a whole team working, yep, including FIBA, including NBA Africa, and we appreciate that immensely, because we'll see those young kids, you know, come through the system, and then they'll be able to play in the game that they absolutely love.
Yeah, and I mean, it also speaks to this league, and we've talked about it all week long. I mean, it has 154 players from 24 countries across Africa, Europe, the Middle East, and the U.S., and each team had up to 13 players, with nine of whom were citizens in their respective teams' home country. So it's amazing what's been put together here, Robbie. And I know you appreciate it as much as I do. And to your point, there's so many people who are part of the support staff to make this happen, for the players and the teams and the coaches, the organization of it, the medical part of it. I mean, there was no stone unturned to get us to this point. And in spite of this big lead right now, every team has played extremely hard all the way to the final buzzer of every single game.
And they all deserve to be here. That's exactly what it comes down to. Everybody's fought, you know, in every single way to get themselves qualified for this competition. And it's brilliant to see. It really is, even for the teams that didn't manage to get into the playoffs. Ben Romdan goes for two. 72-49 with 7:33 left on the clock. And, of course, we know that the chances of Aris Doğan qualifying for the semifinals starting to slip away. But they're still fighting. And, you know, that's exactly what we want to see.
Yeah, they come from a basketball. Sorry for stepping on your
partner. No, you didn't step. You didn't hit my foot.
Okay, you're the Green Hornet, so I'm sure you moved it out of the way in time. But having said that, they come from a basketball-rich country. So they will be back. You see the throw ahead, as you mentioned, Ben Romdan, one of the, if not the best player. He will certainly be talked about for it in this league because he's so good and dynamic. He can score at will. He passes really well. He's a great leader. But again, Senegal is just, they've got so much love for the sport of basketball, and they've had so many great players. Sagana Diop is an example, going to the NBA there, and they have had many more. And so it's not a situation where they will go away. I expect them to be back in a big way next year, and they can build on this success of getting into the playoffs.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Population of 16.3 million people in Senegal, and there's a lot of basketball courts, in fact, and there's going to be a lot more because the quality and the talent that's being churned out of the West African nation, you know, is getting bigger and bigger. And just look at that. That is an extraordinary score there coming in from Fai. And once again, just when you think that they're starting to drop their heads, they produce a piece of magic like that.
Well, the young fella there just used the separation with the crossover dribble and launched that little teardrop three-pointer with the picture-perfect gooseneck follow-through.
The gooseneck follow-through. He's got the terminology. He's reeling it off. He's a poet, and he knows it. Ben Romdan just down deep into the corner there. Crawford waiting for his time to turn and get the 3 points. And look at him. That is just exceptional stuff. And once again, we see things happening here. If it's not happening for the Senegalese team, we're at the other end with Monastir.
Well, Monastir has still got their foot on the gas like a championship team would. I wouldn't expect anything less for them. Look at them switching out. They've come out of that zone. But they're playing just as hard as they did when this game began.
Well, the attempt to try and turn around and get those points before the stop clock hit zero. Didn't manage to net the 2 points there as the ball comes back up the other end, and El Mabrouk Brains goes for three. Comes off the metal. Ben Romdan's there for the rebound.
And there it is again. That zone hurting. They has gone not boxing out, but they do get a hand in the passing lane and come up with a turnover as Jock is fouled trying to get into the front.